This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our weekly talk radio review, the overview of the hot hits, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen here with colleagues from the talk radio world to talk about the stories that people all go through the list in a minute. But first, let me introduce Victoria Jones, who is here. She's not a stranger to our group by any stretch of the imagination. From the D.C. Why do I always get this wrong? It's the D.C. Radio Company. All right, Doug, let's get this right. All right, the D.C. Radio Company. Also joining us is talk host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Was here last week for the first time in many years. Victoria has been on and off this program over the years, and Rick has been as well, so that's kind of cool. Rich McFadden from the Old Days of the Good Day program and been a colleague of mine for a long time is also here to go through these stories and the people. Let's start with the story list first. At number 10, the sports talk radio world. How much, I guess I would ask, Rick, how much conversation on your program that you do daily on WDEL focuses on anything from the world of sports? Do you get into that at all?
I say about 15.3%. Now, what we have here happening with the Eagles, anytime something happens with the Eagles, like we find out Carson Wentz has actually fractured his spine. It's like Nick Foles has been destined to be the quarterback. So when things like that happen, usually with the Eagles, then it becomes, well, the biggest story in the world.
Really? The biggest story.
Okay, hyperbole? What? Talk
yes,
radio,
right.
Go figure.
Exactly. All right, so Victoria, in your world, how important is sports in general? You're someone who's had this vast experience on a number of good talk radio stations and programs. Do you ever feel like you're compelled to talk about sports?
Oh, I do. Yeah, especially around the time of the Super Bowl, things like that. You are, and particularly when sports becomes news, you do definitely. But to your point of when, you know, sports becomes a big story, every time I'm in an Uber and the question becomes, "Where are you from?" and I say Liverpool. They immediately say, "Oh, Liverpool!" And you got a conversation going for your entire trip. You know, we are top of the Premier League. Now, that's the biggest story in the world.
No. Manchester United.
Oh, please.
I just had to do that.
Okay. All right, number 9. You get the fold here, folks.
That
number
was
9.
The biggest controversy of the week. You know that, Doug. You know that,
what
Doug.
The... You're talking about Manchester United versus Liverpool?
Yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that because I don't follow soccer or whatever.
I'm just trolling her.
But I know you are. I got that from the tone. From the tone. I didn't get the substance, no, but the tone, yes. All right, let's move to number 9 on our story list. It's the opening of the Aquaman film, which is, I think, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Aquaman may be the biggest. I think Mary Poppins, frankly, will be the biggest of the season. But this time of year, there always are lots of movies that come out. Some of them are action-oriented. Some of them are thoughtful and kind of sweet. So as far as, I don't know what we do with this, other than I've seen the preview about 100 times because I love to go to the movies, and they've been pushing this thing for the past 2 months. I think it looks like a ridiculous farce myself, but that's just me. I am looking forward to Mary Poppins. All right, let's go the Liverpudlian route. Are we? Where is Mary Poppins from? Is she a Londoner, or is she from someplace outside of London?
Well, Mary Poppins is from someplace else because she just arrives, doesn't she? She arrives in the air with an umbrella, and she lands with her magic her magic her sort of suitcase bag. So nobody knows where Mary Poppins is from. That's what makes her magical. So that's what's so exciting about Mary Poppins, and this is what causes young children's eyes to just pop open. And she's really coming into her own again. And I think there's something very magical about this, and very empowering to children and to young women. That look what this lady's doing. And I'm calling her a lady because she is a lady. Whereas there's something about this Aquaman movie, it's just getting these terrible reviews, and I wanted to love Aquaman.
That's stupid. All right, so I'm curious, Rick, whether you have children. I've forgotten. Your children are grown, aren't they?
Do I remember that? Daughter is grown, and I have a five-year-old granddaughter. She's not quite ready for some of these movies. I have friends who remember the Aquaman cartoons. Do you remember those? Do you remember seeing those and how hokey they
were? All I remember is the reference. Richie, you remember you and I talked about, what was the... that show, the Entourage,
yeah,
and Vinny, whatever the character's name.
He was supposed to play Aquaman.
Yeah, right. Do you remember that as part of the theme?
That was the ever-elusive role that they finally got, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I have so many friends who saw this and said... Yeah, and they didn't want to see a remake because it says so hokey. Come on, it's so stupid. It's going to be a waste of a great childhood memory. And I'm thinking, no, with today's video technology, they could make Clutch Cargo and Johnny Quest look cool. You know what I mean?
I would love that. You know, I had the same outlook when they came out with Ant-Man. I'm like, how in the world is that going to be a cool movie? And it was.
It's awesome.
I really like it. So I have a really open mind on anything they want to try. It may be an abysmal failure, but you know what? I'll check it out.
Well, it'll do well the first weekend.
I think they're doing a lot of the same things that they do with so many other of these DC and Marvel action movies. Is it's all action, just all nonstop. It's so intense.
Right. Yeah. Get the endorphins going. Get everybody cranked up.
Well, what I wanted to know, Richie, was whether or not your daughter, who's, what, 10 now, 11?
11.
Is she looking forward to Mary Poppins?
Yeah, she would definitely look forward to Mary Poppins.
What about your wife?
She would enjoy it. I don't know whether she's looking forward to it.
What about you?
I never saw the movie.
Never saw the first one?
No.
My God, what's the matter?
I mean, over the course of my life, obviously I've seen bits and pieces. You catch it on TV, you watch for 15 minutes. But I've never sat down and watched it from beginning to end in my
entire life. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah. Even though the sound of it will give you halitosis.
I mean, I've seen the whole movie just in 10-minute segments.
No.
All right, we'll pause in the action here. We'll continue our conversation. Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, along with Doug Steffen, going through our talk radio review. Do you have an unhealthy colon? Is your colon making you sick? Do you even know what's making you sick? If you're not feeling well, maybe you're going to a lot of parties and things seem to be kind of plugged up. Your colon needs to be cleaned. You have an unhealthy colon. A lot of people, actually about 90% of the population, has some kind of a problem and they don't even know it with their stomach, the digestive system, the colon, that sort of thing. And make no mistake about it, 95% of all the problems you will ever have with your health are directly related to what's going on in your colon. No healthy gut, no healthy body, no healthy life. So, if you're one of the many men and women, 1 in 22 men has a plug problem, 1 in 24 women has a plug-up problem. Think of your colon as the waste management system. You need to power wash your insides, your waste management system. And the way to do it is with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of gentle teas that will cleanse your body every day, rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, all the stuff that's in modern day food. That's it. With the pesticides, the GMOs, herbicides, all that stuff, your food is garbage more often than not. So let's cleanse your body. Let's cleanse your system with Life Change Tea. The teas are all made, they're all grown in America. The blend is made in America. It's organic. So let's get on the ball. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com and get the tea. Life Change Tea. See what else they have there as well. Use the discount code DJV and your tea gets shipped free. Get ready for a cleaner body, more energy. Drink it every day. I do. I have a cup right here in the studio with me every day. You can't get it any place but online at GetTheTea.com. Not in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping for a life change tea. It will do that.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
While it's pretty common for children to have a fever, it's not uncommon for moms to worry about them. According to a study conducted for Braun Thermometers, most moms with young children are uninformed and scared when it comes to responding to their child's fever. In fact, 82% admit they lay awake at night worrying about their child's fever. Most pediatricians agree this fear, known as fever phobia, is completely natural. To help alleviate those fears, pediatricians recommend using a dependable, high-quality thermometer. Braun, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, offers the Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer, the first thermometer to provide a professionally accurate temperature with a gentle touch of the forehead, or no touch at all. Braun's clinically proven, no-touch technology helps parents gain accurate readings from up to 2 inches away without disturbing their sleeping child. That means peace of mind and a good night's sleep for you and your kids. For more, visit BraunThermometers.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review, actually, going through the numbers. I don't know that I want it. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the riots in France, and that coupled with number 7, Brexit. I don't know. Other than the fact that Theresa May sort of pulled it out of her keister and saved her butt. Victoria, how do you read the Brexit situation? I think you know a lot about Theresa May, obviously, and I don't mean this to be simplistic just because you're British, but you do, you have spent, you kind of know what's going on over there, so give us your insight, will you?
Oh, this is so great, because she pulled it out, are you kidding me? There were, like, well over 100 members of her own party voted no confidence in Theresa May this week. But that's like no confidence is a polite way of saying go now and do not pass go. We want you out as prime minister. That's a vote of no confidence. So that's bad. It's bad.
But how did she stay? I thought she got enough votes to stay.
She did. But the only reason, really, she got enough votes to stay was because she announced just seconds before the vote in what was described as a very moving speech, which basically meant that she did not move, was that she would not lead her own party into the next general election. In other words, please vote for me because I will be a lame duck immediately if you vote to keep me as Prime Minister. In other words, I'm so dreadful, I know that, but just let me do Brexit.
Yeah, sounds like, are we gonna, hold on to that thought. Sounds like a Nancy Pelosi move, 21 after the hour in the countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now we continue with our talk radio overview, the review, the hot hits in talk radio as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where they have for 25, 26 years every week been doing the charts, surveying talk radio program stations and hosts around the country to get the sense of what, it's the same as the music countdown shows, except this is about talk and conversation, what's making it big time. And so we're going through the top 10 here with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, and Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen. Well, we were talking about Brexit, and I threw in a quick side-handed comment about Nancy Pelosi, who more or less, if we read between the lines, said the same thing that Theresa May did. I'm not coming back. If you vote for me this time, I'm done. Finished. So
she gave herself a bit longer than Theresa,
yes.
I think. Yeah, a little bit longer. And the great difference, of course, is that Theresa has to stand up every week in front of Parliament and listen to them going, "Oh, hear, rubbish!" at Prime Minister's question time.
And Nancy Pelosi will be 82 by the time her term is up here. Will she even be able to stand up at the end of that time? That's probably a little bit of a swipe that may be perceived to be sexist something.
Yeah.
Rick, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself sometimes.
I know you can't.
Think about
so go
that.
Ahead.
You know, the face of the Democratic Party now, where you have the socialist Democrats, the young people who seem to, based on their quotes, not understand how government works. But then you've got Nancy Pelosi in her 80s, Joe Biden being considered for presidency. You've got Bernie Sanders. This is the youth of the Democratic Party.
Well,
right.
The Republicans don't have anybody. Trump is 72, and Michael Bloomberg, who looks like he's going to jump into the race, and from my point of view, I hope he does, he's at least 70, I want to say
he's
72, 73. No, he's going to be running as an independent.
Yeah.
You can do all your you want to, Richie.
Yeah.
He stands a good chance of winning, whether you like him. You don't like him because he wants you to drink soda.
That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly. Look at Trump.
Right.
Look at these other people. All right, so anyway, we'll save that for another conversation. The number six item, Times Person of the Year, all of those news media folks, including the one who got killed, and his last words were, "I can't breathe." Can you, but all the stuff that's coming out about this guy Khashoggi and what happened to him, and the Saudis still shrug their shoulders. And apparently the rest of the world's kind of shrugging their shoulders, too. I don't know whether this is... Time Magazine has become sort of one of these outfits that's self-fulfilling. It's always about them or the people that are around them. So it doesn't surprise me, anyway, that they made the news media the person of the year. Does it surprise anybody here?
No.
The only thing I would say, Doug... and I'm going to speak seriously for one second, is read the Time article, because it's not just about Khashoggi. It's also about
there's four others, I think, right?
In prison and have been killed just doing their jobs and reporting on the stories that we all talk about. And it's worldwide. And, you know, you talk about the Capital Gazette in Maryland where... five journalists were just
killed. So, yes, yeah, I got that part of it.
There's some serious stuff going on. So, yeah, this is Khashoggi's the face of it, but it's not about him.
I don't mean to belittle the people, Victoria. I don't want people to carry that away from it. I'm belittling Time. Remembering when I was a kid, I was told by a teacher that Time magazine was for people who couldn't think and Look magazine was for people who couldn't read. It came from the same public, and Time magazine for a long time has been doing. Now, most of the news media follows in suit with that, trying to tell people what to think and how to think, because obviously the American public is not smart enough to be able to think, to figure things out and think on their own. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As we approach 2019, it's a good time to take stock of your financial rewards so you can maximize your earnings in the new year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte describes the tools and programs he's using that can also help you plan ahead.
Check to be sure you're enrolled in rewards programs based on the categories of spending you anticipate in 2019. Those programs premier airline, dining, hotel, and banking rewards. For example, I plan to enroll in Bank of America Preferred Rewards, which will give me credit cards rewards bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and even a discount on the mortgage fee for the home I'm planning to buy next year. For tracking my financial rewards across multiple programs, one of the newest digital tools available for Bank of America clients is My Rewards, a central dashboard that helps me maximize my earnings, redeem rewards, and access new rewards.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
The more important question is whether Democrats are going to work with Republicans once Obamacare is ultimately struck down, which we believe it will be.
Getting rid of Obamacare, a big topic discussed on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. President Trump's White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS. He reacts to the federal judge in Texas who rules Obamacare unconstitutional. Democrats plan an appeal, but Miller predicts the Supreme Court will see it like the judge does in Texas.
I believe that's the likeliest outcome.
In other news,
the man is pathetic.
Former New York City mayor and current Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani calling Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen a habitual liar. Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
But unless you're God, this man, you will never know what the truth is.
Cohen sentenced to 3 years in federal prison and admits he lied to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Time now for us to resume our conversation about the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the information provided to all of us from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list actually printed there of the top stories, the top 10 of the week, and the top 10 people that are on the list. Also, a lot of other things that are ancillary to the talk radio business at talkers.com, including Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of exciting stuff. And so every week we do this, and I've had over the years the pleasure of talking to lots of great talk radio folks. This week our pleasure is presented by Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and Doug Steffen from points east, north, south, and west, and from places that nobody's ever heard of before. Okay, let's get back to the list. The I don't know what to make. Number five is the testimony of the Google CEO. What is there? Somebody said to me earlier on the air today, I think it was Victoria Keelan, that she doesn't remember life without Google. Maybe all of us are.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. In a sense, the impact that Google has had on our lives, and the same two guys who came up with it are still running it. So, what is the impact? I'll go around the room. Let's start with you, Victoria. What do you think the testimony that Google CEO made this week? What's the impact of it, if anything? Really?
Well, there was very little impact, I don't think, except that he doesn't think that his company can be too big. He's happy to do business with China, which is more than happy.
That's really what this was about. Right.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, this was about opening up the world of Google in China, which the Chinese have stalled on. And but imagine how huge that market is. Huge.
Yeah, and he's happy to have a censored internet, and he has no problem with it. And it also showed me how unprepared the senators were for a very, very well-prepared guy who apparently has passed every test and exam he took in his life and sailed through that hearing. And if you'd had a few well-prepared people like, and I know this guy was never a senator, but Daryl Issa used to be really, really hot on tech. He was brilliant on tech. And another person who was brilliant on tech was Al Franken. And I know they're both gone, and I know they both had problems for both sides of the aisle, but if you had just handed over the questioning to those two guys, they would have had a field day with this guy.
That's one of the scarier things in today's world for me, is that our government really doesn't understand, the lawmakers anyway, really don't understand technology. And we are such a technology-based world now that they are just clueless when it comes to making the laws and protecting our infrastructure and our privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are specialists among the lawmakers who do get it, and but they're few and far between, and it's a shame.
Well,
I worry less about the lawmakers getting it, and I think that as long as we get it and we understand, we can protect ourselves. I really do, because they are clueless. They didn't know how Facebook works. One thought that Google made the iPhone. If it's for free and it's online, you are the product. People need to remember this. If something is free online, they're making money off of you. You are the product. And Google does evil. Google does evil every day. On their marketplace, they have an app now that will allow people in Indonesia to report Muslim heresy in countries that are Muslim, and Indonesia is not technically a Muslim country, but in those that are, especially, you can be killed legally for committing a heresy. And Google's platform says, okay, we can do that. What are they doing in China that also is dangerous for people's lives? We need to, as you and I and everyone listening, we need to have an understanding of this where our lawmakers don't. Don't count on them to protect you. No, no, no. Yeah. We need to have a better understanding of just how dangerous this can be.
I hear you, Rick, but here's the problem. They own the infrastructure that it all runs on. And
yep.
And they're the overseers of all of that. So if they're the ones that are creating the train tracks and don't realize that China has a train that can derail one of ours, that spells problems.
It's just so use a Tor browser like Epic.
Yeah. Well, I always go incognito.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right. Number four on the list of the top 10 stories is a focus on the financial markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's, all the various ways we have of measuring supposedly our economic health. These things are impacted by something that I know a good deal about, i.e. this trade thing with China, and how it's affecting the American family farmer, and that affects the commodities that are raised by our agricultural interests are huge. I mean, they're more than huge. That's a silly word to use. I don't even know if there's a word broad enough for people to understand how big these markets are, all the commodity markets, whether it's foodstuffs, grain, corn, it's oil, all of the things that are part of what goes on in cross-border trading. We seem to have fixed the old NAFTA SHAFTA thing so that we have a better deal with Canada and Mexico. At least that's what Trump is telling us. Now they're trying to do the same thing. They fixed whatever problems there were with Europe. Now Asia and mostly China is what's left. I found out this week that I don't know how many of you know this. Number one, the most popular car in China is a Buick. Do you know that? Oh, you know
oh, yeah.
that?
Has been for years.
Buick's number one car.
Side of stature.
Right. So the deal was that the Chinese, as a result of some of the parleying back and forth, at first were going to slap a 40% tax on all General Motors cars, because GM is basically, you know, they got some Fords, but mostly GM stuff is what's from America over there. And then this week it was announced they're going to cut it back at 15%, which is what most of the tariffs are around the world for imported cars. So that stabilized things, but we still can't seem to get the agricultural market. This week the Farm Bill was signed, and in the Farm Bill, this is an outrage on its own, the Farm Bill basically still giving money away to people who don't need it, whether it's welfare recipients or it's the big agribusinesses and conglomerates that are going to get billions of dollars because they're pals with the people on the conference committee, make sure they get their payouts from the taxpayer even though they don't need a nickel of it. Meanwhile, the American family farmer is starving, literally. They're being choked out by the actions of Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and ADM, Cargill. It's just, it's outrageous. And yet, you know, this stuff isn't noticed as much by people because it only is part of the cog in the wheel of the financial market activity. But yet it's a very important part of our own fiscal health and our health all across the board. So anyway, Trump said that he wasn't happy with the person that he put in charge of the Fed. Oh, why don't you take that person out? Fire him if you don't like him. Why talk about it? Why not just do something? What's everybody else around the room? Rick, what do you say?
Well, I'd like to, if you don't mind, you know, my granddad was a dairy farmer. He taught hundreds of farmers how to make cheese. And when my dad was asked to take over the business, Dad said, no, there's two things that are going to destroy the family farms when it comes to dairy, portable refrigeration and the interstate. I'm listening to you, and I'm picturing my grandfather and my dad having these conversations. And what I'd like to know from you, Doug, as a guy who really understands this, what do you think the government should or should not do? What is the solution when it
the
comes to
the
family
farms? The solution is the government to get the hell out of the farming business so they can do like every other business, set their own prices and get what the marketplace thinks they ought to pay. The farmer charges what he needs to charge or she needs to charge for the work they're doing, and people pay it or they go hungry. That's it. But it's so complicated now because of all of these supports, it's almost impossible to get the government out of this. They have made a mess of the dairy industry. Dairy farmers, there were 400 dairy farms went out of business in New York State this year, almost 600 in Wisconsin. This is not sustainable. You got milk coming in from Canada, from China, from Mexico. The dairy farmers cannot survive, and thus a lot of land goes dormant. We're wasting a very important natural resource. It's out. It's intolerable, as far as I'm concerned. And it's across
Mexico
the
from
world.
China is a dangerous prospect. So your vote counts. What do you do about that then? Obviously, the vote counts, right, Doug?
Well, the average person now, remember, only 2% of the American public actually lives and works on farms anymore. So it's not a big deal. People aren't close to it. I know people come to my farm, and they're in awe of the animals, or they see the tractor. They don't understand how anything works. They don't. They're not close to it anymore. Their kids think the food comes from the grocery store. That's what they think. So,
well, there's a percentage of people who think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Yes!
Wait,
that's
it doesn't?
Correct.
What? Wait,
I know,
yeah, really.
I know.
Rich.
Right. I know.
Okay. You can count on McFadden to screw up a good conversation. 44 past the hour. Here's a way to leave a lasting impression on people. All these studies that prove that your smile is your most unforgettable feature. There are lots of solutions. There are a lot of people who have tried the tray method, the 30-minute method, but they can get a little sensitive and a little pricey as well. If you have stains on your teeth as a result of you drinking coffee or tea or red wine, maybe you're still smoking, then this is the way to lift the stains off. You don't bury them. You don't cover them. You don't use the toothpaste that has those little pearls in them that eat away at your enamel. No, you have this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent and power swabs that takes the stains away. And every five times you use it, the increase in the value of your smile is very noticeable. Power swabs will remove the stains on your teeth. And you got caps, okay, stains come off of the caps. Veneers, same thing, stains come off of the veneers. Try power swabs. The deal is, if you call 800-208-1797, want to make this a nice little stocking stuffer for somebody you know who could use a little teeth whitening? Very sweet. Nice thing to send along. 800-208-1797. Get the power swabs at half price, half the retail price, by using the DJV phone number, which is 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here. Maybe you can use Doug Steffen's name, whatever. 50% off the retail price. Clean your teeth. Look much better. Get a better job. Get a better date. All your things will be better. And really, it will. Smile is what people look at first. Get the best one you can possibly have by calling 800-208-1797.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
All right, let's finalize the conversation here by a discussion of what happened to Mr. Cohen this week and how the sentencing and all the shots he took at Donald Trump. What do you make of that, Rick?
It seems to me the prosecution is going to have a tough time with this when they say, well, this is collusion. He ordered him to make these payments, and it involves the campaign. It's a matter of intent, seems to me. And if Trump says, well, the intent was, I didn't want Melania to know. So I said, yeah, there's nothing illegal about these payments, the kind of payments. And Mueller's team and the state of New York, whoever decides they're going to prosecute this, they're going to be the ones saying, oh, no, the intent was to fool and trick the American voter, who, for some reason, they believe, with these two additional affairs, oh, this is why people would not have voted for Trump if they had known. And I'm thinking, nah, it's already baked in. What do you guys think?
Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time for the top five items from this week. Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five, starting at number five and going to number one. That makes nothing but sense, right? Some of these stories don't make sense, but that makes sense. Number five, a focus on Instagram to begin with, Victoria.
Yes, Instagram has added a voice messaging feature in its direct messages. So now this new update allows users to send each other audio messages up to 1 minute long in private and in group chats. And the update has rolled out this week for iOS, that's for iPhone, and for Androids. And users with this feature can record messages by holding down the microphone button. If they don't want to send that recording, they can easily re-record it before sending it into the direct message. And voice messages are obviously quickly becoming the preferred method of communication on messaging platforms like WeChat and WhatsApp. And so Instagram, even though this seems kind of cool for Instagram users, they're actually a little bit behind on this. And their parent company, Facebook, has had voice messaging in their Messenger app for a few years now. So it'll be interesting to see how many more features from Facebook get transferred over to Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, Google is going to help you. Isn't it great we have Google around? Where would we be without the boys at Google?
I don't even remember a time pre-Google. I really it's all fuzzy to me, anything before Google. Well, Google's latest feature spells out words phonetically now when you look them up. And so it also has a learn-to-pronounce option. So if you search for a word like onomatopoeia and you don't know how it's spelled or how it's pronounced, you'll now in the results have it be broken down for you phonetically. And so, and if you click the little microphone next to it, you can actually hear how the word should be pronounced. And it gives you an option to select between the American and the British pronunciation, which we know sometimes those are very different.
Mm-hmm. Number three, FBI investigation. Stand by for news.
Yes, the federal government is now looking into faked comments posted to the FCC's website during last year's public comment period on their proposal to roll back net neutrality. Now, the interesting thing is when they actually polled, most Americans said that they wanted net neutrality to be left in place. However, all of these fake comments, which was 2.6 million of them, these fake comments said that they wanted to get rid of net neutrality. So that was a bit of a red flag, and each one of them has a legitimate name and address attached to it. So when the comments, however, were all submitted and all of the wording was the same, then the FBI caught on, and or the FCC caught on to this, alerted the FBI, and so now they're going to try to figure out how everyone got their email hacked. And so these have real names and real email addresses, which is really unfortunate because somebody got hacked. So they're trying to figure this out, and they're now working with the Attorney General offices of Massachusetts, New York, and D.C. So they've issued some subpoenas, and they're trying to figure out who did it.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, this white hacker, the white hat hacker. Mm-hmm. And whether it's good or bad, that hacking was bad, but maybe not.
White hat hackers call themselves, the reason they call themselves that is because they're the ones who use their hacking skills for good. And a lot of the time there are a bunch of groups out there. This particular story involves the group called Anonymous. They're a Canadian white hat hacker group. A lot of times what they do is they will work with governments and they will work with corporations to find where vulnerabilities exist, and then they get ahead of the bad guys. And that's exactly what happened this week. This may make you rethink gifting this for Christmas this year. If you're going to give out Nest, which is that home smart home system, they apparently are very vulnerable to hacking. And one of the Canadian hackers actually hacked into this one guy's house. His name is Andy Gregg, and he lives in Arizona. And they hacked into it, and he had a conversation with the hacker through the system. And Basically, the guy let him know, look, you know, we have no malicious intent here, but I'm just alerting you to the fact that I easily hacked into your entire home system. And if you use Amazon Alexa or Google Home, smartphones, smart appliances in your kitchen, they all have the same vulnerabilities. So it is dangerous. They are very convenient items to have in your house. But at the same time, you know, you have to really measure the risk.
Let our Rich McFadden know that.
Yeah.
Number one this week, the top technology story of the week, Victoria?
Well, it's sort of related to what we were just talking about. One day after the CEO of Google was questioned on data privacy during a House hearing, a group of 15 Democratic senators have proposed a new bill for protecting personal information online. It's called the Data Care Act, and it is one of several bills that's working its way through Congress. Eventually, hopefully, one of these bills will end up on the president's desk, because we have to do something to protect our privacy. We're just being breached and hacked left and right.
Amen to that. All right, there it is. Top five list this week from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.